Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We asked Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for a client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's Fall Color Collection. Everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Wednesday, October 29th, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
CHP launching maximum enforcement period on Halloween. Napomo man sentenced for possession and distribution of child sexual abuse material. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, board certified master arborist. 24-hour emergency service when you need it. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County District Attorney's Office announced that a Napomo man has been sentenced to 18 years in state prison for possession and distribution of thousands of images and videos of child sexual abuse material. The DA's office says the investigation began on March 13th when a county sheriff deputy observed the defendant, Gregory Allen Kornman, engaged in lewd conduct in his vehicle on the side of the road in Napomo. An investigation led to the discovery of more than 3,000 videos of child sexual abuse material on Kornman's cell phone and gateway computer, and actively transmitted this material to other individuals. The DA's office says this material also includes extremely disturbing content depicting sadism, masochism, and violence against infants, toddlers, and young children. Written statements and audio recordings from Kornman expresses great detail of his desires to kidnap, rape, and torture young children. Kornman faces a maximum punishment due to these crimes. The California Highway Patrol announced they'll be entering a 12-hour maximum enforcement period this Halloween. The period will start at 6 p.m. on Friday, October 31st, and will go through 6 a.m. on Saturday, November 1st. During this operation, all available CHP officers will be on patrol statewide to protect motorists and prevent impaired driving. Driving under the influence of alcohol, drugs, or a combination can lead to serious consequences and penalties. On average, more than 800 fatal crashes involving impaired drivers claim over 900 lives each year in California. Drivers arrested for DUI face a suspended license, fines and penalties, mandatory DUI education programs, and jail time. Paso Robles School Board once again votes against discussion for resolution on transgender youth. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. In the previous Paso Robles School Board meetings, Trustee Kenny Enney attempted to motion for a future discussion item regarding transgender students in girls' locker rooms, bathrooms, and sports. The motion failed to pass each time, 4 votes no and 3 votes yes. The issue is once again brought forward by members of the public during public comment and Trustee Enney during board discussion at the end of the meeting. The temperature of the discussion was turned up during its end, with Trustees Kenny Enney, Jim Cogan, Lauren McCoy, and Sandra Williams all firing back and forth. Here's the tail end of that discussion now, with Trustees Kenny Enney and Cogan speaking.
The teachers were fired for refusing to use preferred pronouns. That's become a class action lawsuit.
Right. Those fact patterns are relevant.
Well, let me finish.
And we're wasting our time. We're wasting
time. You said they weren't
time.
In the state. I'm reading them to you. You had Tapia versus Aruba.
Those aren't up to
$360,000 settlement.
You're not a lawyer, so you don't understand that. But it's those fact patterns do not match what you're asking. So, as a one last time, because we have legal, we have a legal opinion that says we don't have to keep wasting time having the same conversation. We can do one more vote so that you can put it on social media and
I've got another resolution after this.
I'd like to call for the vote.
Once again, the motion failed to pass 4-3. Councilmember Steve Gregory will be holding office hours today from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at Just Baked, 725 12th Street, Paso Robles. Councilmember Gregory said these informal, casual meetings are held to allow for positive and open conversation. It is important to me that residents feel heard and have access to their elected officials, he said. Councilmember Gregory also encourages residents to reach out directly to him with immediate concerns via email. sgregory@prcity.com. Applause Children's Theater will be presenting two holiday-themed shows this coming fall for families to enjoy. Applause Children's Theater, or ACT, is a local theater nonprofit organization that seeks to nurture aspiring young actors in the community to help them gain valuable performance skills and knowledge in theater. Here's Vicki Mullen, the director of the two upcoming shows and the founder of ACT, on the success that her previous students have had.
I've had children that have been in my theater who have now gone on to graduate from AMDA, which is the best theater program in New York, and now they're working in the industry, and one graduated from our theater and they're at Cal Poly becoming a theater teacher and majoring in theater, and there's one at PCPA, and just watching the little ones that we have start at maybe 7 years old and then they just did an advanced production as a lead, just such an amazing growth.
The two shows this fall are The Sound of Music and Charlie Brown Christmas. The Sound of Music will be held Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th, with three different showtimes. Charlie Brown Christmas will be Saturday, November 22nd, with showtimes at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Here's Vicki once more, highlighting some of the actors for the two shows.
Well, first of all, the young boy that plays Charlie Brown, Colin Ross, this is his first lead. He has just been amazing. He just comes to life, and this is a child who really has found his spot. We have a little girl in the theater, her name's Emily, and then the other little girl, Sophia, they both play the part of Lucy, and they too are just beyond their years in their acting and singing. As far as Sound of Music, our leading character, J.C. Miller, she's been trained in opera since she's been here with a local vocal coach. You could close your eyes and believe that Julie Andrews is on the stage, but she brings her own to it as well. Her voice is just amazing.
For tickets, you can go to applausechildrenstheater.com. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Dodgers 6-2 in Game 4 of the World Series yesterday. The teams are tied 2-2. Game 5 is tonight. In the NFL, tomorrow the Ravens will face the Dolphins in Thursday Night Football. Local news is sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KEPRL News Time is 6:15.
California headline news. California, among several states, filing suit against the Trump administration over plans to stop food stamp benefits this weekend. Attorney General Rob Bontis saying President Trump and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins are to blame.
41 million Americans, red states and blue states, folks who rely on SNAP to put food on the table, even though there are billions of dollars in contingency funds and other funds that could be used to provide SNAP benefits during the shutdown.
He says Congress has $6 billion of contingency funding that would last through next September, and lawfully, they must be utilized. Governor Gavin Newsom says with less than a week until Election Day, they don't need donations to support the Prop 50 campaign anymore.
Just blew past our expectation. And so we have the budget, period, full stop, to complete what we set out to do, which was to be successful and win Proposition 50.
The campaign supporting the measure has already raised $38 million. Dodgers lose Game 4 of the World Series to the Blue Jays, 6-2 at Dodger Stadium. That means the series will end in Toronto. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. The company that oversees SoCal Edison says utility equipment is likely to blame for the devastating Eaton fire. Edison International President and CEO Pedro Pizarro is quoted in a recent earnings report saying it's likely that SoCal Edison equipment is going to be found as the cause for the fire around Altadena earlier this year that killed 19 people and burned thousands of homes and other structures. Cal Fire officials say the cause of the fire remains under investigation, but the Department of Justice recently announced it plans to sue SoCal Edison. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
The glow, the laughter, that feeling that the holidays have finally arrived. Slow Holiday Lights, they don't just hang lights. They create red carpet holiday experiences. Design, install, maintain, and remove. So all you have to do is enjoy the magic. Receive 10% off when you book an October install. Call 805-464-7689 or visit holidaylightslow.com. Slow Holiday Lights. The magic is here. The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is open from 3 to 5:30 p.m. So much produce available, including raspberries, strawberries, leafy greens, tomatoes, melons, avocados, meats, and so much more. You can even get fresh pressed juice, scones, and tamales. The market takes credit, debit, and EBT cards. If you can't make it to Wednesdays, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paths Robles on Tuesdays, Templeton on Saturdays, or Baywood on Mondays. Stop by the manager's booth for a KPRL surprise.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Californians searching supermarkets for the perfect pumpkin this week are likely to select a squash grown by Brian Von Groningen, co-owner and vice president of crops and soils at Von Groningen and Sons in Manteca, or by another farmer in San Joaquin County, which produces most of the pumpkins sold in the state. We get the warm temperatures in the daytime and cooler nights, Von Groningen said. The plants thrive in those conditions. The fourth-generation farmer grows 55 different pumpkin varieties and sells as many as 10 million pumpkins a year. Varieties include the Knucklehead and Warty Minion, both covered with unsightly bumps. The Fairy Tale, flat and round with deep ribs, and the Big Mac, weighing in at up to 120 pounds. I'd say we have every color except for maybe purple, Von Groningen said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, Cloudy on Wednesday with a 30% chance of showers. Low 80s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Upper 70s Monday. Mid 70s on Tuesday. 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 45 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Where can you turn when our government oversteps its authority? When your civil rights are being trampled? When you are David versus Goliath? Turn to Pacific Justice Institute, PJI. PJI has fought and won cases for churches closed by COVID, parents' transgender rights ignored, even cities trying to bar Chick-fil-A from opening in their town. Hear Milton Matchek, a lead attorney for PJI, talk about these and other cases at Slo County Tea Party meeting Monday, November 3rd, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Boeing is reporting a weaker quarter. It was impacted by expenses related to the delay of its 777X. Boeing's loss was larger than expected. Commercial deliveries of the wide-body jet were supposed to start late this year. Now it's expected to be delayed into 2027. Kraft Heinz sales weakened in the recent quarter. The company's lowering its full-year outlook. The business is expressing concerns about a pullback in consumer spending. It now sees sales declining this year. Its Oscar Mayer brand has been dealing with higher beef prices. However, people are still eating at Chili's. Parent company Brinker reported an upbeat profit and saw customer traffic up 13%. Earnings rose in the quarter. Chili's has been able to attract customers who see the chain as having a better value. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Mark with Paso Pool & Spa. We are a locally owned company in the Albertson Shopping Center in Paso Robles. We know pools. Whether you need chemicals, supplies, or a service call, we are here for you. We have the knowledge to get your pool and spa in shape for pure water enjoyment. We stock the supplies you need. Stop in at Paso Pool & Spa Supply. We're in the corner by the UPS store in Paso Robles. Thank you for supporting Paso Pool & Spa.
Hey folks, this is Greg King from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. What a great grand opening we've had. Apparently people love good quality products at a fair price, like our USDA Creekstone beef. For this week, we are featuring chuck roast at $6.99 a pound and 80% lean ground beef at $4.99 a pound. And our best quality of prairie fresh, all natural pork, like our pork tri-tips for just $2.99 a pound and our fresh ground pork just $3.99 a pound. In our seafood department, we have fresh Atlantic salmon fillets at just $12.99 a pound. In the North County, we've learned you love our organic produce, like our 2-pound organic bags of Fuji, Granny Smith, or Honeycrisp apples at just $2.99 per bag. Check out our service deli where we're making fresh, wholesome food every day and many more specials throughout the store. We're Valley Fresh Market, bringing you fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast every day. We're located at 1855 El Camino Real off the Del Rio exit in Atascadero.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that as well. 238-KPRL. We're ready to go on this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for $400,000.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off Karen, 12:30 till 2. She'll have on Kimberly Caldwell. We'll discuss registration of Democrat voters while Republican voter registration has been skyrocketing. So that's important, we think, because considering the election coming up in just a couple of weeks. So, well, less than that. Excuse me. Where did October go? Where did October go? Oh, boy.
Behind us. That's where.
Yeah, it's...
Halloween's in 2 days, believe it or not.
Yeah, then after that, it's, I guess we get into the holiday season, right?
Yep, because, you know, we all know that Christmas starts November 1st, at least, you know, in the good old U.S. of A.
Well, in stores, too.
Right.
In stores. There used to be some kind of, I can't think of the word, but it used to be we didn't get hit with things until after certain dates. But now everything's been pushed back to even, I guess there's been some holiday commercials on television now as well. So anyway, it's the free market. That's what it is. And Americans do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, many Americans, predominantly male, if that exists anymore, apparently not in Passable School District, but the men tend to wait last minute to do things. Would you agree?
Sure, I would agree. Maybe not last minute specifically, but later. I'll get it done later. It's like, is this important or is this something that needs to be done now? No? Okay, then I can do it later.
Right. And, particularly with Christmas gifts, that seems to be somewhat of a constant. Everybody may be a little bit different, but try not to be. In my youth, I was, and I don't mean when I was a teenager, I mean when I was in my early 20s.
Well, allow me to twist the narrative a little bit, you know, whether or not this may be true. What if, you know, we take a while to get Christmas gifts, not because we're procrastinating or we don't care, but maybe it's because we want to make sure it's the right one.
You know, that sounds very reasonable and logical and so forth, but I would have to say you're out of your mind.
I'm just trying to be optimistic here.
No, I understand. I understand. Because it's just, what do you do? It's like, I don't know what to get somebody. It's just, one of the things, though, is when you get older, particularly with your significant other, you don't need as much stuff. You don't need as much stuff. And so, you know, I'll get what I want. In other words, you're an idiot when it comes to picking out gifts, so I'll just get what I want. Don't bother because I want to waste the time returning it. That's it. So anyway, do you recall any worse gift? Now, we have to be careful here because it's the thought that counts, right?
Certainly.
However, without maybe getting yourself in a little trouble or hurting any feelings, because we don't want to hurt feelings. Has there been a gift that you opened and said, oh my gosh, what the heck is this?
Not particularly. I think my parents were pretty on top of it when I was a kid. And, you know, growing up, I don't really open presents anymore as much as I sometimes receive gifts. So, like, the worst thing, you know, quote-unquote worst that I can imagine is that somebody maybe has gifted me a game several years ago and I still haven't played it. Not because I don't want to. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Why? Because you're busy with other things.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just nice. Well, at least you didn't, you know, throw it out.
No.
Yeah, maybe you'll get to it or you'll donate it. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin and Chris.
Hey there, Def.
See, I want to tell you, you're talking about telephones, you know, and that 26% of the people have landlines now the other day or maybe yesterday, remember?
Earlier in the week, yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, I went to Radio Shack and I had a different cell phone with... I was with Verizon, you know, I was buying, you know, 3 months worth of minutes, you know, with cash money at $25 per month plus tax. But anyway, I switched to a track phone plan at Radio Shack, and my cell phone was just for emergency calls. You know, from my mom, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in case, but anyway, he set me up with a plan that's $23 for 3 months, and I'm able to use 120 minutes in a 3 month period for, like I said, only $23 for 3 months plus tax, and I am so happy with that new plan. Have you ever heard of $23 for 3 months with a cell phone?
No, but obviously it depends on people's usage. I'm just guessing that in the 3 month period, most people probably use a lot more minutes than that.
Yeah, most people would. And if I do go over that amount, all I have to do is go down and buy another 3 months worth of minutes for $23 plus tax.
Does it keep track to let you know how close you're getting?
Yeah, I think it does. I don't know, because I think that I've only used it like three times, and there's a three on the bottom of the screen. Mm-hmm. I think that means that I've used 3 minutes worth. I don't know anything about my cell phone except to, you know, to dial and answer calls that I get, because I could take pictures with it if I wanted. I don't know how to do it. I could do it. It's a flip phone. It's not a real smartphone. It's, you know, kind of a flip phone style. But if I would encourage people that if they're just using their cell phone for emergency reasons only, go to Radio Shack.
Okay,
get that 23.
Can you text on it?
I guess there is a way to text on it, but I never have found out how to do it.
Well, did it come with an instruction book?
Yeah, it did come with an instruction book, but I've only got it about a week ago and haven't read the instruction book because I don't really care whether I text or anything. I just want to.
Well, you may change your mind once you do it a couple of times. And it may save on your minutes, too, because, you know, a lot of times you get on the phone and you're talking, you know, you just start a conversation and goes on the text. You can get to your point very quickly.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of neat because I've gotten a lot of calls, but there's a little screen on it that says spam call. It warns you that it's, you know, and then I don't answer it. The minute I answer it, it's going to be a 1 minute. You know, yeah, the minutes count whether I'm calling or whether somebody's calling me, so I really like that thing that mm-hmm. it tells you it's a spam
right.
call and don't answer it.
All right, well, thanks for the heads up on technology if people are looking for a deal.
Okay, you take care now.
You too, bye. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air. Don't waste the minutes. Well, there you go. All right. Okay. I saw the call coming in, but I was going to say it's pretty easy to learn how to use that stuff. I mean, the basic things on the phone for those. But 100, what did he say? How many minutes? Did he say 100 for the 3 months? Do you remember? You don't remember.
My mouth was full.
Oh. You eating more of that chocolate?
No, peanut butter and jelly.
Okay. That's good. Okay, let's see here. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, got this that came in. Where's Barney when these bicyclists are running almost every stop sign in town? They come down off of Peachy Canyon every day and run 4 stop signs down to Vine. Never seen these people pulled over. Well, that would be, maybe a call to the police department and make them aware of it. They can't be everywhere. They can't be everywhere. So that's what you would do. Call down to the police department and say, hey, we have an issue here. Could be dangerous, et cetera, et cetera. And would you mind maybe sending a car over or, you know, whatever. Just make them aware of it. But remember, they can't be everywhere. They are on Spring Street and some other areas. All righty. Let's see here. I came across this, and I'll be very blunt with this. There is an animal rights activist is on trial. Okay, this person grew up in San Luis Obispo and founded Happy Hen Animal Sanctuary. That sounds nice. She took 4 chickens from one of the Purdue Farm's major poultry plants, and she was rescuing them. She said from abuse. Prosecutors say she broke the law. And when I saw the picture of this lady, it was reminiscent of the picture I saw a week or two ago of that Chicago school teacher that put her finger to her neck and bang, bang. This had to do with the No Kings rally, but it was also in reference to Charlie Kirk. And what struck me, the parallel, was that both these ladies are extremely ugly. And I just wonder what their anger is. So she faces more than 5 years in prison if convicted of a felony. And so maybe she'll get the message. Maybe she'll get the message. And she did disguised herself and she did all this other kind of stuff and so forth and so on. But the other thing about this is, she could get 5 years in prison, faces more than 5 years in prison, if she is convicted. Then we go, Chris did this story, on this dirtbag, this Napomo dirtbag. They say a Napomo man. I would dispute that. He's a dirtbag, is what he is. That he was sentenced to 8 years in prison for the possession and distribution of sadistic child porn. So she steals 4 chickens, and I'm not defending her. She could get faces more than 5, and this dirtbag gets 8 years. I realize that the laws in California are such, but these type of things need to be looked at. 8 years? You got to be kidding me. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I would suggest maybe 50 lashings with a rubber chicken.
you know,
squeak.
I would say that she might not feel the chickens being beaten against her because she's a beefy, disgusting-looking human being.
I saw a picture. I didn't read the whole article, but I was thinking, you know, there's going to be consequences. I don't know if 5 years is
don't know. I think that might be a little bit much, but I mean, she's got to have. There's got to be some consequences for it.
Well, I'm okay with the amount of years because maybe, just maybe, it'll send messages.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. I'm referring to this dirtbag here. He was sentenced to 8. Okay, now that's under as far as I'm concerned. You may think that this lady, or not even lady, this beast, is a little harsh, but no. No, I think throughout society that we need to send stronger messages.
Yeah, well, that guy, from what I heard, he was caught inside of his car doing lewd acts.
Yeah.
That's kind of disturbing. I mean, the whole thing's disturbing, but that's really disturbing.
Right. Okay, and here's another part of this with the dirtbag is that before he was sentenced, he read a letter to the court asking for probation so that he could be with his partner of 17 years who was having health issues. Okay, they discovered a lot of material and so forth, not only on his phone, but at home, right? That's according to... 17 years partner. The partner doesn't know anything about this.
Well, you know, you should have thought about that before.
Yeah, but he must be pretty good at keeping things away from his partner of 17 years if he's this deep into it. I mean, he is a Satan-worshipping man, and the partner the same?
It'd be interesting to find out. I bet you they'll probably do a little bit more investigation into that one.
Here's the other thing. The probation department recommended an 8-year sentence. Now, after saying it was the worst case of child pornography he had ever seen, Judge Marino then sentenced him to 8 years in prison. Now, based on good behavior credits, he could be released back into the community in 3.5 years. This guy should never be seen again.
I don't know if he'll survive prison.
Well, then justice is served.
I was going to say that's you know that going in when you start doing stuff like that, you think of the consequences. But maybe you just didn't think of the consequences. Before you exit stage left there, I was. You know, you kind of hurt my feelings today because I was going to get you a leg lamp for Christmas. I'm not giving you a receipt either. You can't take it back.
You know, I can tell you that it wouldn't be a centerstone or centerpiece in the will out at the Rattlesnake Ranch. As a matter of fact, when I first started to date my future wife, I had my apartment down the street here, and pretty much she said that the damn place looked like a bordello.
That would be perfect.
The furniture, I had one of these old kind of phones from the, I don't know, it looked like it was from the 30s, and it was white and gold, and she, oh my God, and this, that, and of course, I never saw those things again.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. It gets packed away, and it becomes...
No,
somebody else's problem down the road.
Well, it wasn't even packed. It was like it's out the door.
All right.
I don't know.
You married a good woman.
Like, well, she also did. I had a really nice pair of cowboy boots that I bought in Kentucky, and I hadn't worn them in a while. And for whatever reason, I went into the closet. Now this is after we were married, and I was looking for them for obviously to wear. And hey, Linda, where are those boots? She goes, oh, my God, those things? She goes, I threw them out a year ago.
yeah, that hasn't happened to me more than 15, 20 times in the last year. It's like, where is it? Oh, I threw it out. You weren't using it. You didn't even know where it was. Okay.
I mean, well. These things were classic. They were pointed. I had taps on them. And they had a hawk on the front of them. I mean, really stylish stuff.
She probably saved you from embarrassment, probably. I don't know.
Probably. Yeah. Didn't want to be seen. Didn't want to be seen in public with me.
Yeah. You wear those downtown, and I'm not going down there with you.
All right, we got ahead.
Take care.
All right, you too. Bye. All righty, there you have it. Okay. Here is a reminder. I was reminding you last week and Saturday morning of the PG&E electric, planned electric interruption. Again, we have another Dear Valued Customer letter here that I got the other day. You were recently notified of a planned service interruption scheduled for 11/1/25. The plan outage has been canceled. Okay, so we will still have power out at the, well, it's not just us specifically, it's on North River Road. So we will be having power, and we have, at least for now, nothing to worry about. All right, as the gentleman said, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County District Attorney's Office announced that a Napomo man has been sentenced to 8 years in state prison for possession and distribution of thousands of images and videos of child sexual abuse material. The defendant, Gregory Allen Kornman, was found to have these images and videos on his cell phone, gateway computer, and actively transmitted this material to other individuals. The California Highway Patrol announced they'll be entering a 12-hour maximum enforcement period this Halloween. The period will start at 6 p.m. Friday, October 31st, and will go through 6 a.m. Saturday, November 1st. During this operation, all available CHP officers will be on patrol statewide to protest to protect motorists and prevent impaired driving. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. President Trump in South Korea, where he spoke at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. The president confident new trade deals with the APEC members will lead to prosperity.
We will build together. We will trade together. We will prosper together. We will thrive together. And above all, we will win, win, win together like never before.
Plans to discuss trade later with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung. Well, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth meeting with Japan's prime minister, saying a strong alliance between the U.S. and Japan is needed to deal with China.
The threats we face are real and they are urgent. China's unprecedented military buildup and its aggressive military actions speak for themselves.
Hurricane Melissa makes landfall in Cuba after pummeling Jamaica as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record. America's listening to Fox News.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents the annual Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Trick or treat with downtown merchants and trunk or treat around the city park. Don't forget to take a picture with the witches. Downtown Paso Robles Safe and Fun Halloween, October 31st, 4 to 7 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call the Main Street office at 805-238-4103.
In this day and age, when a restaurant is around for 33 years, it can only mean that the community enjoys the food and the service. The China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles has been an old-fashioned Chinese mainstay since 1992. The China Gourmet Restaurant is open every day at 11 a.m. Eat-in, take-out, or home delivery is available. For a dining experience you're sure to remember, the China Gourmet Restaurant, near Albertsons in Paso Robles, proud to be serving the finest Chinese food since 1992.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak. We're here to help.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Just about 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
The Blue Jays evened up the World Series last night, taking Game 4 over the Dodgers 6-2 in Los Angeles. L.A. scratched out a run in the second inning off Shane Bieber, but Vladimir Guerrero Jr. took Shohei Ohtani deep in the third for a 2-1 Blue Jays lead. Manager John Schneider.
I get that it's easy to write Ohtani versus Guerrero. To us, it's Toronto versus Los Angeles. But that swing was huge.
Game 5 tonight at Dodger Stadium, and a return trip north of the border is assured now for Game 6 on Friday. Another NHL cattle call. All 16 games last night, all 32 teams on the ice. The league's top two teams fell. Avalanche down the Devils, and the Oilers too slick for the Mammoth, so there's now a five-way logjam at the top of the standings. NBA, the Thunder improved to 5-0 with a win over the Kings. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the comeback with 31 points. Sixers rallied past the Wizards in overtime to remain unbeaten at 4-0. DC was up 19 in the third, but Tyrese Maxey had 39 points, 21 of those in the fourth quarter and OT. That's Wednesday Sports.
And we have our NFL triple header coming up this Sunday morning, starting at 9:30, with the Colts and the Steelers, and it's the Raiders back in action over the bye week. We'll see if they got better. They have to. And then Seattle and Washington at 4:30 from Westwood One. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside. It's 9.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, where they service, supply, rent, and they sell traffic control equipment, and they do a darn good job. And they are located at 8366 El Camino Real, Atascadero. All right. Another day of abundant sunshine, the words exact from here. Mid-80s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly sunny on your Thursday, with highs again in the mid-80s. As we go to Friday, low 80s, low 80s Saturday. And Sunday, upper 70s Monday, mid-70s Tuesday, and a week from today, mostly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down, 7:23 a.m., 6:12 p.m., we are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Just visit them. They are locally family-owned and operated. That's avilatraffic.com. Okay, the Right Choice, KPRL, moving along. World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. AtascaderoGunShop.com. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound, and once again, get them ready for Halloween. People going through the neighborhood and knocking on the door and all that other kind of stuff there. So, you've been through the drill. All right, it is the last call. We put them on for 3 days, and if it needs to stay on, all you have to do is just let us know, and we'll put it right back on. We have the lost dog, the male, the Jack Russell mix, goes by the name of Duke. Duke does not have a collar. Duke does not have a tag, and Duke is blind and diabetic, so let's help him out. Hopefully, we can get him home. Off Malone Road to the north of us. Here's the phone number to see if you can get Duke back where he belongs. 805-635-5284. 805-635-5284. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays. 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your new San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, it's... I thought I knew. It's 6 minutes away from 7 here at the Right Choice. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner. You qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. Well, I searched hither and yon for this, and Entertainment Weekly or whatever it's called been around for a while, and I guess they have a good reputation. At least they're going to have one today because I'm using them. According to this publication, or whatever it is, I don't know if they public, you know, put the magazine out anymore. Who is, or what is, the best horror movie villain of all time? The best horror movie villain of all time, according to Entertainment Daily, Weekly, Monthly, Yearly, whatever it is. 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
I might have misspelled the last name on this one moment.
No.
Darn.
But on the list.
I would hope so.
On the list. Have you seen that movie?
No, I do not do horror movies at all. I'm a big old scaredy cat.
Okay. That one's been around for a while.
Yeah, it has, and I still refuse to see it.
I've never seen it. So, according to this, who is the number one horror villain of all time? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I will give you a hint. It may surprise you. It may surprise you. The number one, according to this, of all time. All time. All right. Here we go. Hi, good morning.
It is Boris Karloff.
No, not Boris Karloff. He is a person. Boris Karloff is a person. He was an actor. Okay. I don't even know if... Well, yeah, okay. No, it's... I'm not looking for the name of the actor. I'm looking for the name of the villain. Number one of all time. 238-5775. 238-KPRL. You have a second guess, Chris?
No, I don't think so.
That's right, because you don't watch them, so you don't know them. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Hannibal Lecter.
Ooh, that's very good. He came in number two.
Oh, well, I'm close.
Yeah. So you missed it by this much. But anyway, good try. Thanks. Yeah, Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lamb, Chianti, or whatever that famous line was and stuff like that. Anyway, that was a chilling movie, and it still is. You know, even after you watch some of these things a few times, you think you get used to, you know, whatever. But no, that was just an awesome movie. Awesome movie. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Freddy Krueger.
No, not Freddy Krueger. Freddy Krueger came in number, I forget. But anyway, no. It's not Freddy Krueger. I thought I saw him. He's on the list here. I just don't know where in order he is. Okay. Hi, good morning.
Jason Voorhees.
He's on the list, but not at number one. Not at number one. All right. Hi, good morning.
Chucky.
Chucky's on the list, but not there. Okay, I found Freddy Krueger came in at number eight. Nightmare on Elm Street stuff. And I did see Chucky somewhere, but I can't remember where, because they have the top 25. All right. So as we get ready to close out again, you may be surprised that this is still number one. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How about Christine?
You're asking a question, sir. And real quick. Hi, good morning.
The shark from Jaws.
Nah, that was on the list, but no. I'll tell you what number one is. Well, after Chris gets done.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Councilmember Steve Gregory will be holding office hours this morning from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at Just Baked, 725 12th Street. Councilmember Gregory said these informal, casual meetings are held to allow for positive and open conversation. California Highway Patrol announced they'll be entering a 12-hour maximum enforcement period this Halloween, starting at 6 p.m. on Friday the 31st and going through 6 a.m. on Saturday, November 1st. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, it's 44 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I hope you will find this comfortable.
Of course.
Yep, the Drac Band still at number one. I love it. I love it. All right, Elector, Frankenstein number three. Norman Bates from Psycho. That was just on the other night. I don't know about that. Then Michael Myers, the Halloween franchise. Number five is, I got to hustle along here. Ghostface is on the list. Freddy Krueger. Godzilla. Pennywise. Yeah, Jason, there he is, number 11. Carrie from the movie, 1976. Bruce the Shark from Jaws. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.